Well, folks, this is Carl Valera with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio, and I'm here with my co-host, Len Costa, at the AvPad booth in the Hangar C here at Sun and Fun. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Great, great. And Len, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we wanted to ask a few questions about your product, but first, if you could, just give us a quick intro as to what it is you have here.
Basically, the AvPad is an iPad kneeboard that allows you to still carry everything that you should be carrying, including the iPad, when you go flying. It still allows you to carry your Bluetooth GPSs or Bad Elves, your charts, your sectionals, checklists, power cables, car chart, cigarette lighter adapters, home adapters, a pen, a stylus, pretty much everything that you're going to need whenever you're using your iPad. I mean, when you're in the air, you still want to have all, you know, the security and the safety of having all the other, you know, backup sectionals or your approach plates or whatever. You can move things around in flight depending on different configurations of flight. If you're in pre-flight, if you're in descent, you can move your checklist back and forth, to, you know, from behind to the front. You move your plates up front so you can stay right there in front of you. Obviously, all that is still available on the iPad, but it's just as a secondary, just an extra backup, a little more precaution, a little more safety. I don't fly without this stuff. Just for that reason. That was actually how we came up with the iPad itself, was I had an instructor that wouldn't let me fly with just the iPad. He said, I taught you better, and you need your pen that won't run out of ink, or, you know, or won't run out of batteries, your paper that won't crash, and that's when we came up with the iPad. We just came up with a little prototype that allowed us to do exactly that, fly with all the stuff that you should be flying with anyways to keep the pilot safe. And when you're not flying, you can still take that stuff out, still have a notepad, still have a pen, still have your iPad, and take it with you. You still have access to all your ports and all your buttons that are on the iPad, even while it's closed, and you don't have to switch from a case to a kneeboard and back to a case again.
Great. Can you do us a favor and just go through the AvPad with us and show us all the features? And for our listeners, we'll just, if you could, just describe exactly what it is we're going through here, what we're looking at.
Well, for, it's just an elastic strap. It's just a, well, it's actually a 1,000 denier Cador nylon is the case itself. It's got hard plastic backing on the inside, so you still have a stable writing surface for your notepad area and on the iPad side. It also helps kind of pull the heat away from the iPad itself so it doesn't overheat in flight. But you still have a little bit of padding on the back so you don't get the heat from the plastic itself when it, if it does get warm, and also a little more protection for the iPad itself in case you do drop it. Not that we're going to demonstrate that by any means today. But the front of it does have a huge pocket that goes the full length of the case itself with an elastic strap that is adjustable and removable from the back. On the back, there was also an ID card holder on the back. The pen loop is on the spine that goes the full length, so you can actually have a pen and a stylus, one on the top, one on the bottom. As you open it up, there are two elastic straps. Instead of actual pockets, because some people wanted different configurations, and we tried to make it as flexible as possible for as many people. So typically, my configuration is I do have a notepad, a checklist, and a backup sectional right there in the in those elastic straps on the left side. And on the right side, we do have four elastic straps holding in the iPad itself. It's military-grade elastic that we use. It is actually, everything here is double-stitch and stitched all the way through the backboard, all the way through, so it's not going to come out. And if for whatever reason somebody does find something, a flaw of some sort, which in a year and a half we have not had yet, really, we'd be more than happy to replace it for them.
Now, I noticed when you opened that up, it went the pad for writing was on the left side. The iPad was on the right side. What if I'm actually a righty or a lefty and I want to change those things around? Can I do that?
Absolutely. What you can do, because it is just elastic straps that secure the documents in place, you can obviously flip the iPad around so it lists on your left leg, and the writing pad will wind up being on your right leg. And obviously, the notepad, the checklist, and everything else is completely reversible, so you can have it in either configuration. And some people, even in the standard configuration with the iPad on the right and the notepad on the left, you can, if somebody wanted to use, say, like a Bad Elf GPS, you don't really want that sticking down. I block a lot of satellite signals, so I don't want it sticking down. So you can flip the iPad around and have it pointing up.
Great, and that's fairly easy to do. I just saw how you did that there, and that was just a quick flip. Now, how about getting your iPad out? I wanna pull it out real quickly and use it for something else. How hard is that to do? They have four little elastic straps on each of the corners, and you And he just demonstrated just using two thumbs, and actually could just use one to pull that out. So that's terrific. Great. And Len, you?
Yeah, Michael, I wanted to wanted the listeners out there also to hear about something special, not just in the design, but your business model includes giving back to the community, the aviation community. Tell us a little bit about what that part of your business model is all about.
Well, Lena, actually what we are doing with, especially with the shows, when we sell as many of them as we do here at the shows, we take part of the proceeds that we do make off of that and donate that to Pilots and Paws, which is an organization that helps put pilots and rescue centers together to allow find homes for animals that, you know, they can't find one local. They will find maybe a family in another state or another city, and the pilots will come together and allow a family to, you know, get a rescue animal, a dog or a cat or even a snake, apparently, from the rescue center to their new home.
Wonderful. So tell the listeners out there, where can they find more information about this iPad, the AVPAD iPad kneeboard?
We are located in a few places. We are on Twitter at the AVPAD, TheAVPAD. We are also on Facebook with our own page at www.facebook.com/AVPAD. And our homepage, which is www.theavpad.com, TheAVPAD.com.
Well, thanks. And again, that's TheAVPAD.com. You know, this is great for new technology. Some things just don't change. I had a kneeboard for 20 years, and you know what? This is the kneeboard for the next generation.
That's right.
This is terrific, and I really like this. It's simple, easy to use, and I'd love to get a hold of one of these things here. And just, if anybody is interested in it, simple, easy to use, theavpad.com. Again, this is Carl Valeri, Len Costa, reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Carl.